Welcome to this Apple TV 4th generation demo, and in this demo I want to show you how you can go about purchasing and watching movies and TV shows on your Apple TV 4th generation, either by searching Siri to find a movie or by typing in a search to find a particular show. Let me search for a movie. Now, it just so happens that my son would like me to purchase Minions, so I'm actually going to ask Siri to search for the movie Minions, and then I'm going to actually download it and start playing it, and then we'll do the same for TV series that my other son would like. It's a quick run through of the Siri remote again. At the top of the Siri remote, you have the touch trackpad that you can flick left, right, up and down and click on to activate something. And then in the middle, you have the five buttons, top left hand column. You've got menu, then search, you've got menu, then the Siri button, and then play pause button down the bottom. And then, of course, the main in the middle on the right-hand side, across from the menu button, you have the round home button, and below that, the up and down rectangular volume button. Below that, you've got basically a smooth area, and then at the bottom middle of the Siri remote, on the edge, you've got the lightning connector. I'm going to hold in the Siri button and just say, search for the movie Minions. Search for the movie Minions.
Minions. Preview. Button.
So it's landed on preview. Now, before I flick to the right, let me just flick up.
Evolving from single-celled yellow organisms at the dawn of time, Minions live to serve, but find themselves working for a continual series of unsuccessful masters, from T. Rex to Napoleon. Without a master to grovel for, the Minions fall into a deep depression. But one Minion, Kevin, has a plan. Accompanied by his pals Stuart and Bob, Kevin sets forth to find a new evil boss for his brethren to follow. Their search leads them to Scarlet Overkill, the world's first ever supervillainess.
So flip back down to preview.
Preview. Button.
And the other controls I've got on this line are, flip to the right.
Buy, with iTunes extras, $24.99. Button.
So I can buy it for $24.99 Australian.
Rent, $6.99. Button.
I can rent it for $6.99 Australian.
Wish list. Button.
Add to my wish list.
Open in. Button.
And choose open in. Now if I flick back to the left.
Wish, rent, buy, with preview.
And I'll preview button. It in a minute. Just let me flick down.
Related. Despicable Me 2. 2 and of 10.
Here's the related button. Movies. Despicable Me 2. 2 of 10. Flick to the right.
Dr. Seuss the Lorax. 3 of 10.
Okay, these button. Are other movies that they think you might want to watch. Flick down.
Ratings and reviews. Common Sense rating. 5 plus. Common Sense. Prequel is fun, with less peril than previous films.
Okay, so that's the Common Sense rating. Click down again.
Cast and crew.
Cast and
John
crew.
Hamm.
Click down again.
Languages. English, United States, okay, so Dolby, Digital 5.1, Dolby Digital 5.1, Dolby Digital 5.1+, cast and crew, ratings and review, related, open in, button.
Back to that open in, and if I flick back to the left,
preview. Wish list, rent, buy, with preview, button.
And let's preview it first before I buy it.
Playing.
Minions. Minions have been on this planet far longer than we have. They go by many names. Dave, Carl. Oh, that one is Norbert. He's an idiot. They all share the same goal. To serve the most despicable master around.
Sit, big boss. Sit up, banana. Yum, yum.
Finding a master was easy.
Minions. Preview. Button.
Now let's go ahead and buy it in my case.
Buy, with iTunes extras, $24.99. Button.
And click on buy.
Buy, Minions for $24.99. This movie includes access to iTunes extras, which requires iOS 8, Apple TV 6.2, or iTunes 11.3 on OS 10.10.9.3 or Windows 7. Apple ID, david@vigia.org. Buy button.
So it's told me my Apple ID that I'm using for this purchase. And if I click on buy.
11 character in progress.
Okay, now this is a bug that I've been having on my Apple TV. I've actually got my purchases set to don't ask me, but it keeps failing on this current build of the Apple TV. So I'm just going to pause the recording and put in my password on the on-screen keyboard. Of course, that's where you can flick left and right to access the characters on the main alphabet row, and of course press the play and pause button to change between upper and lowercase, and if you flick below that line you'll find also punctuation and numbers. Okay, so we're back in a tick. I'm just going to put my password in. I popped in my password. Let me just flick down on the keyboard.
Uppercase letters. Cancel. Button.
And flick to the right.
Okay.
And
button.
Click on okay.
In progress.
Okay, and if I press play pause on my Siri touch remote.
Minions.
To read the screen.
In progress. Ready to play in 1 minute.
Okay, so it's ready to play in 1 minute. So I'll just pause the recording and I'll just come back in before it starts playing on the recording.
Paused. Playing.
Okay, pause and playing. Here it goes. Okay, if I press play, pause.
Paused.
Of course, we're now inside the Movies app on the Apple TV. So if I press my menu button.
Recent. 8. Button. 1 of 2.
Now, this was the particular tab I was on before in the Movies app. So if I flick to the right.
Minions. 1 of 8.
Okay,
button.
There's the minions that I've just purchased. I flick to the right.
The Black Cauldron. 2 of 8. Button.
And of course, if I flip back to the left.
Minions. 1 of 8. Button.
And I wanted to start playing it again. I could just click on it. Now, let me just press the home button and go back to the main
movies,
screen.
Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
So that was searching for something via the Siri button. In this case, the Minions movie. Now, interestingly, if I try and search for a TV series that my son would like me to get via Siri, she doesn't find it. So have a listen to this. I'm going to hold down the Siri button. Mythbusters Best of Series 4.
I didn't find exactly what you were looking for, but you might be interested in these fantasy shows, sorted by rating. Doctor Who, BBC One, 2005. 1 of 24.
Okay,
button.
So that's what the search came up with. So I'm just going to press the home button to come out of there.
Movies. Row 1. Column 1.
Okay, so to find TV shows, in this case, I've got to go and use the on-screen keyboard and actually type in Mythbusters. So I'm going to flick to the right.
TV shows. Row 1. Column 2.
Click on TV shows.
TV shows. Search. Tab. 6 of 6.
Okay, and I'm already in the search tab. It's the 6th tab on search.
Keyboard. A. Alpha.
Okay, so let's type in Mythbusters. So flick over to the right.
B-S-D-H-A-R-G-L-M.
Okay, click on M.
M.
Flick over to the right for Y.
N-A-P-Q-R-A-T-U-V-W-A-Y. Y.
Flick back to T.
A-W-U-T-T.
Click on T.
A-R-P-R-N-M-L-K-J-I-H.
Click on H. H. And keep flicking over past the A to get space.
Space.
Click on space and pause.
Myth.
So there's myth. Flick to the right.
A. B.
Click on B.
B.
Flick over to the right to U.
Click on U.
Click on U. And then flick to the left for S.
T. S. S.
Flick to the right for T.
T. T.
Flick to the left now for E.
L. K. J. R. H. G. F. E. E.
Flick to the right for R.
M. N. R. P. Q. R.
Now I flick to the
S.
Right, click on S.
Yes.
Now I flick down.
Mythbusters.
After it's now said Mythbusters, I know what it's searching for.
Punctuation. Mythbusters. Season 6. 1 of 15. Button.
Okay, and all I have to do now is just flick through and find Mythbusters Best of Series 4.
Mythbusters. Mythbusters. Season 5. 2. Mythbusters. Season 7. Mythbusters. Season 8. Mythbusters. Season 7. Volume 2. 5
okay,
of 15.
That's the end of that row. This is a 5-column row, so flick down.
Mythbusters, Best of Series 4, 10 of 15.
Oh,
button.
Good. I'll land straight on it, so click on that.
Mythbusters, Best of Series 4, Mythbusters. Episode 1, $2.99. Button.
If I flick to the right.
Buy. Season 4, $9.99.
I can buy the whole
button.
Season. Flick to the right.
Seasons, 12. Button.
This is the button to bring up all the seasons.
Remove. Button.
Remove, which means remove it from my wish list. So I'm just going to click on it.
Episode 1. $2.99. Button.
And just to let you know, when I clicked on remove, if I flick over to the right now.
Buy. Season. Favorites. Button.
That remove is now changed back to favorite. Okay? Or favorites. So flip back to the left.
Season. Buy. Episode 1. $2.99. Button.
And if I flick down to the next row.
8 episodes. 1. Hindenburg skin slash croc zigzag. 1 of 8. Button.
Okay, so 8 episodes. So I flick to the right.
2. Underwater car slash so 7 two. Paper fold. 2 of 8. 3. Dog right myths. Here. Old dog new tricks. Slash beat the guard dog slash foil the bloodhound. 3 of 8.
If button. Back to the left.
2. 1. Hindenburg skin slash croc zigzag. 1 of 8.
Now
button.
Down to the next row.
Hindenburg skin slash croc zigzag. Adam and Jamie turn dirigible detectives to try and solve one of aeronautics' biggest puzzles.
So flick up.
Hindenburg 8 episodes. Mythbusters. Episode 1. $2.99. Button. Bye. Season 4. $9. Mythbusters. Best of series 4 for $9.99. Apple ID. David@vision.org. Buy button.
Okay, click on buy, same deal. Just read out my Apple ID. Click on buy.
Sign into iTunes Store. Enter the password for your Apple ID. David@vision.org. Keyboard. A.
Okay, same issue. I've got to put in my Alpha. Password again, even though I'm telling it's not to. Okay, so I'm going to put in my password and then restart the recording. Okay, and flick down.
Uppercase letters. Cancel.
Flick button. To the right.
Okay. Button.
Okay to confirm my password.
In progress.
And if I hold in play pause to read the screen with voiceover.
Hindenburg skin slash croc zigzag. In progress. Paused. Playing.
Okay, so it's playing episode 1 now.
On this episode of Mythbusters, Adam and Jamie shed some light.
Wow!
And heat.
Whoa!
On the Hindenburg disaster.
Paused.
And I press menu button to go back.
Mythbusters. Play. Episode 1. Button.
And press menu again.
Mythbusters. Best of series 4. 10 of 15. Button.
And press menu again.
Search. Tab. 6 of 6.
Okay, I've come back to the search tab in this case. So if I flick over to the left, because
recommend genre, favorites, top TV purchased.
Purchased.
Tab. 1 of 6.
Click on purchased.
Doctor Who. 1 of 19. Button.
It doesn't actually have a recently watched on here. It's interesting. As movies do, that's interesting. So remember again, this is a 5-column row, so I'm just going to flick down to the next start of the next row.
Glitch. 6 of 19.
That's glitch.
Mythbusters. 11 of 19.
So that's just button. Mythbusters. Let me click on Mythbusters.
Mythbusters. Season 4. Resume. Episode 1 button.
Okay, so it says Mythbusters resume episode 1. And flick down.
Season 4. 1. Hindenburg skin slash croc zigzag. 1% complete. 1 of 8.
Oh, that's button. Nice. So 1% complete. I can tell if I've gone into it.
Turn. Season 4. 1.
To the right.
2. Underwater car slash 7 paper fold.
And if I flick 2 down, of 8.
Underwater car slash 7 paper fold.
Gives me a description.
In underwater
of
car,
episode 2.
Adam and Jamie get their feet
flick
wet.
Back up.
Season 4.
And
2.
Flick to the left.
1. Hindenburg skin slash
and
croc zigzag. Mythbusters. Resume.
And
episode
resume.
1.
Mythbusters.
Button in progress. Hindenburg skin slash croc zigzag. Paused. Playing.
Was the inferno caused by chemicals painted onto its skin?
That was totally amazing.
And from zeppelins to zigzags.
Now the crocodile.
Is a crooked run the best way?
Paused.
And I'll finish this recording, and I might even watch this episode before my son gets home from karate. So that completes this demonstration of searching with Siri to find a movie, viewing it, buying it, and downloading and watching. And then the same with a TV series that I purchased for Mythbusters. In this case, Siri wouldn't allow me to search for it. So I had to go and use the keyboard to type in the search for Mythbusters. I previewed it, bought it, downloaded it, and started watching it. And that's how easy it is to basically purchase movies and TV shows on your Apple TV 4th generation. So as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.